Good morning and welcome to day 19 of Newcastle Baptist Church Advent Podcast, Thursday the 17th of December. We've been thinking all week about why Jesus came, and particularly in light of the candle of joy on our Advent wreath from Sunday. And there's many reasons to be joyful, of course, many reasons to be cheerful, as one famous song reminded us. But we as followers of Jesus have more than most reasons to be cheerful and thankful to God and be joyful for all he's given us. And today I want us to think about Jesus being the first fruit of the resurrection. In Daniel chapter 12 and verses 2 to 3, in the Old Testament story, we read this: "Many who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to eternal life, and some to disgrace and eternal contempt. Those who have insight will shine like the bright expanse of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars for ever and ever." There's this anticipation of eternal life, of something that is going to come in the future. But eternal life can't just happen. There has to be a beginning point to that. And John, in his gospel, in his account of Jesus, recounts this story of Jesus meeting Lazarus. You may remember that Lazarus was his good friend. Mary and Martha and Lazarus, their brother, were often stopping places for Jesus in his ministry. And in John chapter 11, having heard that Lazarus had died, Jesus paused for a few days. And it says in verse 17 of John 11, "When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. That's a long time when it comes to a tomb. But something remarkable happened. Verse 20, "As soon as Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Then Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Yet even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you.'" What an amazing welcome. This sort of expectation that, yes, disappointment that Jesus hadn't been there, and Jesus wept when he knew the story of Lazarus dying. But this anticipation that Martha had, this excitement that here was someone who could do something about it. And Jesus replies to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even if he dies, will live. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Well, there's a question for a Thursday morning. A personal question. Do you believe this? Well, Martha's ready response was, "Yes, Lord. I believe you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who comes into the world." Anything's possible with you, Jesus, because you're Lord, you're Messiah, you're the Son of God, and you've come into the world to transform it. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Of course, Lazarus died at some point, but Jesus came to destroy death itself. In the resurrection story in John chapter 20, we see the thrill of the women and the disciples as they see, meet, hear, touch the risen Lord Jesus. The first fruits of the resurrection: Jesus, Lord, Messiah, Son of God. Paul wants us to understand this more fully. In 1 Corinthians 15, his great discourse on resurrection, starting at verse 12, he says, "Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation is in vain, and so is your faith. Moreover, we are found to be false witnesses about God, because we have testified wrongly about God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins." But as it is, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. I pray that that confidence that Paul writes about will bring you joy during this Advent season. In verse 54 and 55 of 1 Corinthians 15, Paul quotes these verses. Death has been swallowed up by victory. Where death is your victory? Where death is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith is not in vain, because Jesus rose from the dead, the first fruits of what was yet to come for all who trust him. What difference does that make? What hope does that bring you this Advent season? To know that there is life now and life after death as well. I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus said. May you live with that confidence and certainty today. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you burst out of that tomb with life itself, not only for that moment, but for eternity. May we live today and every day in the light of the certain hope of resurrection into eternal life for all who trust you. Amen.